Lecture topic, causing pain to the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
There was one poet in India, Mirza Bedil, whatever how it is pronounced. He used to recite some poetry and compose some poetry which was very, very excellent in the praise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this poetry of his became quite famous. One person far away in Iran, a lot of Sunnis in Iran as well. So one person in Iran got very impressed by this poetry. And he felt that this is a person I must meet. Such excellent poetry in praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I must meet this person. So he traveled all the way and came to India. And he inquired about where this person is. So eventually, somebody told him, now he, wherever he went, he said, no, currently, right now, he's sitting at the barber. So he found out and went to the place where the person was. When he got there, he got a shock. This person was seated on the barber's chair and was busy having his beard shaved. He had no beard. Whatever little growth was there, that too he was having it shaved. So now this is a complete contrast and opposite to what he had in his mind of what the person might be, because his poetry was all in praise of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and now he is blatantly shaving off his beard. So as a sort of advice to him, he expressed that shock, said that you are shaving your beard. So this person used to say that excellent poetry, but his heart and mind was not really fully in deen. So he responded and said that, yes, I'm shaving my beard. I'm not cutting somebody's heart, meaning this blade is going on my face. I'm not cutting somebody's heart. I'm not hurting somebody else. So why you should have any problem with it? That was what he meant to say. So this visitor who came all the way to see him out of respect and out of honor for him, and now got the shock that what is this person up to? So he said to him in response that, yes, you are not cutting anybody else's heart, you are hurting the heart of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because this is our aqeedah. Our aqeedah is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, they are alive. And in one hadith sharif it is mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informed of the a'mal of the ummah. So it's obvious when he's informed of the good, this will bring happiness to his heart. When he's informed of what is wrong being done, somebody is involved in something that is sinful, that will bring hurt and pain to him. So now this person was not so conscious of deen at that time, but he immediately realized his mistake and he accepted it. And he, it was in Persian, one couplet he said immediately, Jazakallah chasham baz kardi, that Allah Ta'ala reward you, you opened my eyes and you have now connected me to my Rabb. The next couplet that he said, you've connected me to my Rabb. In other words, I'm now making Tawbah from this. I will never do this again. But now the point and the lesson for us to learn from this is that this consciousness that what I do, one is the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. If it is wrong, something that I'm doing, and that disobedience is earning the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala. And then together with that, it is causing hurt and pain to the heart of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what sacrifices Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made for us, and how we are going to respond with it, are we going to become the means of pain and hurt to his Mubarak heart? That alone is a very, very deep aspect to be pondering over, to be thinking about repeatedly, and that itself will become a means of a person staying away from things that are not correct. That we can never afford to be ever causing any pain to the Mubarak heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The way to go about that is to do that which he has taught and stay away from everything that he has prohibited, which Allah Ta'ala has prohibited, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prohibited. Allah Ta'ala give us that.